When you walk into Republic, a small bistro in downtown Manchester, you notice the large and colorful chalkboard at the front. It lists the many farms the restaurant sources from. There are fish, eggs, greens, and chicken.
Is there an egg up here? Give me an egg.
In 2011, Republic became the first restaurant to be certified local by the New Hampshire Farm to Restaurant Connection. Co-owner and chef Ed Aloise started the restaurant with his wife and says he strives not to serve food grown outside a 50-mile radius.
So really what it is, it's a resurgence and a re-recognition of not only how to support and eat better food, but how to culturally integrate what's going on out there to what's going on here and in your home.
Sounds great, but it isn't easy. New Hampshire's short growing season makes providing locally sourced food a challenge, as Joe Stanislaw is finding out.
It'd be fantastic if we had access 12 months a year to local product. But, you know, like right now we're using, you know, the hothouse tomatoes, if you will. And I know in a little while I'm going to have these gorgeous, you know, fresh heirloom tomatoes. But then we also know there's going to come a point in time when we don't have them anymore for a few months.
About 3 weeks ago, Stanislaw opened Joe's at the Grove, a locally sourced restaurant in Peterborough. In New Hampshire, we've just made it through another harsh winter, and we're still a ways out from harvesting summer crops. And that means restaurant owners like Stanislaw and Aloise have to get produce from California and other warm climates. Not overseas, but definitely not in that 50-mile radius. Larry Pletcher, owner of the Vegetable Ranch in Warner, has been supplying Republic's kitchen for 6 years. He grows through August, then stops production for the rest of the year. But, he says, as business from local restaurants increases, he's thinking of expanding. Pletcher says he's looking into heating a greenhouse with propane in the winter in order to keep the greens sprouting.
There's some possibility that we can extend that season longer than we have in the past, and almost year-round. Maybe not totally year-round, but 10 months maybe out of the year.
As more local farmers follow in Pletcher's footsteps, they will continue to find ways to work around cold winters and long springs. That is, as long as New England diners are demanding ripe tomatoes in May. For NHPR, I'm Samantha Fogle.